tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yeah. Hey, everybody. So glad that you are here with us today because we don't have Phil and Steven, but I am Christy Olsen and the fabulous Josh Richardson has agreed.
So close. Richmond's.
Has agreed to fill in and chat this little hashtag rehash with me.
You know what I was told? Last minute South Park recap. Can't resist. One of my top five animated shows of all time. True classic. Even if I haven't been keeping up with the season that much.
Well, this episode was actually my favorite of the entire season.
So you picked a good one to watch. So coming in at the peak, even though I felt like there were a lot of references to things I didn't actually get to see.
Right, yeah. So you're confused on like the gluten stuff and the freemium.
I know that Randy is Lord. I knew that much. I'd seen the clip of that.
They're not going to let that go.
That did not come out of nowhere.
No. Well, what did you think of the episode as a whole? Did you like it?
I think there's a lot of really interesting stuff going on in this episode. Very, very, very self-referential.
Right.
Matt and Trey, definitely both coming off a little bit like the old men that they are becoming at this point, and also kind of aware of that fact at the same time and commenting on that and then commenting on the commentary.
Yeah, they're kind of piggybacking off. They started that in season 15 with Stan.
Right.
And now, or with Randy. And now he's kind of taken the reins on the old,
oh, we're a new generation. They just don't get it.
Completely. No, and now the kids are saying the new generation, they just don't get it. And the nominal adults are like, I have no idea what's happening. I think Mr. Garrison at one point actually says, I don't understand anything that's happening anymore.
He's confused, as per usual.
Yes.
And you know what? It was really kind of disheartening, right? To see that Ike is growing up. Ike is getting older and he's becoming one of those meh boys.
Yeah.
That makes me sad.
I know. The childlike innocence is gone and now he's just bored. I don't know. Well, obviously not a teenager, but...
No. But he's got that... He's a baby teenager.
Yes.
He's got that tune going. I love it. I love that. Also, I just want to say, Christy, bro!
Yeah!
Yeah! I've been waiting like 24 hours to do that. So I was like, perfect.
Josh Richmond, bro!
Yeah, very good. Well, you know, we have to be, I suppose, mildly offended at this episode, right? Because this is what we do.
We're commentators. We are commenting on an episode that's all about commentary that seems to attack the very idea of commentary. Yes, it is. I feel like we should be in a little picture box inside of Cartman's picture box inside of the episode, commenting on his commentary on what is happening.
I like that. Well, yeah, you know, I did kind of keep waiting for the AfterBuzz reference, so maybe next time.
Missed opportunity, Matt and Trey. Missed opportunity.
Because I know they're watching.
Phil and Steven say
that they're too busy to watch, but I think that they have nothing better to do than value my opinion.
I think, honestly, judging by this episode, I think they probably spent a lot of time reading comments and feedback. It's something you actually notice just with more and more artists of all kinds nowadays is people lashing out against Twitter and against haters because you got to imagine when you are at a certain level of fame, you're just getting nonstop hate from people constantly all the time.
Right. More hate than love, even.
Oh, of course, because more people, I mean, it's just when you're in the public eye, I think you become a target for people.
Right. Right. And well, actually, we were having a little family chatter about this at my Thanksgiving, and someone was saying that there's been a study that proves that people perceive those who are sarcastic or maybe snarky, who question things, those people are perceived as being more intelligent than nice people.
When that's not necessarily true at all.
Right.
It's very easy to be snarky about everything, and it's very easy to say meh about everything, you know?
Yeah. Meh. Meh. So sad. Well, actually, the ladies got involved in this one, too.
Yes.
Iggy and Nikki and Lord. How do you feel about that?
It's... Well, it's interesting. They cut directly from Stan saying, we're not getting old. It's just your generation stuff is labor than ours. And then cut directly to this concert with Iggy Azalea and Lord.
Right.
And I'm 28 years old. I'm not like a kid anymore, but I still listen to a lot of new music. And I don't think Iggy Azalea is worse than like, I don't know, Tiffany. From the 80s.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
There's always been disposable pop stars.
Right. Right. Well, it was a little odd to see Iggy Azalea calling someone else a BS artist.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. And you know what?
Layers and layers of irony here.
Right. Well, and one thing that I've never heard, people say a lot of things about Iggy Azalea. Again, a lot of commentary. And I've never heard, right? But I've never heard anyone say that they think that she's ripping off Missy Elliott. So that was Matt and Trey's take on it. I thought that was interesting. I'd say a lot of things about her, but that wouldn't be one of them.
I would not say that either. Again, they're kind of showing their age, because I would say they're ripping off Nicki Minaj.
Yes.
To say she's ripping off Missy Elliott is just your references are from an entire decade earlier.
That's true, and maybe they did that on purpose.
Maybe.
Well, and with all the referencing the past episodes, the gluten and the freemium and all that, it seemed so in your face at the beginning with the references. And I think part of that was their commentary on how there is all this commentary and references and you're inundated all the time with pop culture references. And so it felt kind of purposeful, didn't it? Even in those first few minutes.
I think that was 100% purposeful. Yeah. It's a very self-referential episode about reference and about the fact that we can't actually experience anything for ourselves anymore. Everything has to be through this layer of commentary.
Well, and I was surprised to learn, because I'm not a big gamer, and I was surprised to learn that people sit and watch other people play games. Is this something that you do?
It is not something I do, but I'm familiar with it. I was about a month ago, I was at a destination wedding with my family, and I was sharing a hotel room with my cousin, who's 18 years old, and spent the entire time watching Let's Play videos. And I asked him, this doesn't seem like it's more entertaining than just watching good old-fashioned TV. You're literally just watching other people play games. Mm-hmm. He just explained, well, I like this game a lot. I watch other people. They give me tips, and they say funny things about the game and references that I get. And I kind of get it.
Yeah, that does make sense. But then, like, when they were talking, there's the scene where Ike is sitting in the room with all of his friends, and they're all just sitting watching the commentary. So my question for someone like that would be, wouldn't you like to sit and chat with your friends about the game and play the game? I don't know. I'm getting old.
It's weird. No, it's weird. I'm right on that line. I feel like I'm on like the edge between millennials and Generation X or whatever. I don't know. But that's clearly a generational dividing line. I wonder if, you know, a generation ago, I think families were just maybe sitting around watching TV and not saying anything to each other. Is sitting around watching different screens not saying anything to each other necessarily worse?
Well, that's true. That's true. Somehow, they seem to think that the living room is dying now, but was it really... Was it thriving 10 years ago?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's been on its deathbed for a while now.
That's true.
And I know when I'm with my friends, we'll talk to each other half the time, and we'll look at our phones half the time. That's not necessarily a bad thing. Sometimes I see a funny YouTube video online when I'm looking up surfing on Facebook, and I'm like, check this out, people in real life who I'm in the same room as. And
right, then we can all watch together.
Right, it's a sharing experience.
Yeah. Well, maybe is it just so accepted in the new generation, too? Like, they showed Wendy Williams for a hot second.
Yeah.
And she's like the queen rehasher. I like her a lot. But that's what she does. And I'm just wondering if it's just become so the norm amongst the young people that they're like, well, this is what I want to do. I want to sit and play video games and have someone watch it and click the ads and get money. So
I love the line she said to her audience.
That's the career goal now.
I love the line the audience said to her, thanks for loving me. I love you too.
Right. Well,
pure positivity.
That's what people always say about those who want to be in the public eye or those who are chasing fame, that they didn't get enough love in their childhoods.
Yeah.
We hear that all the time in Hollywood. I don't know.
I think there's probably something to that. I think it makes a lot of sense.
A little bit.
I think there was a lot of really interesting commentary in this episode, but I don't necessarily agree with all of it. I kind of think, you know, everybody is always afraid of new technologies when they start out, but then it becomes the normal thing, and I don't think it's actually going to be in the death of community or actual interaction with each other or anything like that. I don't think that's happened so far. If anything, I think the internet's actually increased the reach and the ability of people who are, say, fans of South Park who are watching this show. Now you're kind of connecting to each other if you're, say, watching us live on the website. And don't forget, by the way, to subscribe on iTunes and rate us on iTunes and tweet at us so you can keep the commentary going and add your own layer of meta reference to this.
That's true, though. Yeah, so we've increased our communication with our other South Park fans because of all this.
Yeah, and that online community, I don't think, has to be considered less than a meat space community.
Right. Well, and speaking of new technology, there was a little bit of talk about the booty implants. A little bit of reference to Nikki and Iggy on this one. So I suppose we should talk about that, too.
The way they animated Iggy's booty implant when she got into that cat fight. Just this chunky mass. Horrifying.
Well, and Nikki's kind of known for that a little more. I expected Iggy and Nikki to go at it and maybe compromise each other's implants. Maybe they were going to see who got popped first. I don't know.
That would have been funny.
That's what I was expecting.
Do you believe Nicki Minaj has butt implants?
Yes, I do.
I guess.
I think it's pretty clear.
It doesn't seem natural. I got to agree with that.
Right, yeah. And Iggy's too. And you know what? But I do have a lot of respect for the ladies who do get in the gym and actually do it. Like, I think the J-Lo's, I think that's some real booty. And I got respect for that. I think that's part of what they were saying tonight, too. The music is crap.
And then when Iggy called out Lorde for saying, you're just the only reason you're not all about body image is because you don't have as good of a body as me. Do you think that, that's a pretty bitchy criticism, but do you think that held any weight?
I'm pretty sure that is exactly what all the female celebrities think.
I think so too.
If they all didn't think they would be hot, they're hotter than each other, then they wouldn't be friends. So we know the ones who aren't friends, so they must think that they're not as hot as the one that they don't like, right?
Right.
Girls are never friends with people who are hotter than them. You got to go just right below. You got to look that much better.
So you got to be the peak out of your group.
That's right.
Where the eye always goes to.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And somehow Iggy became the one out of those three to take Lorde down and point that out to her. Oh, poor Lorde. She's a cute girl. She's a cute gal.
Randy/Lorde, when he was exposed on stage, took some extreme action to try to win the crowd back to his side.
I could barely even watch that scene. I mean, is that one of the most disturbing things you've ever seen on South Park? Him on top of that car?
I mean, South Park has done some disturbing things over the years, but that was pretty fantastic. Him rubbing his non-existent female genitalia.
Which really, it was his son doing it, was his rationalization at the dinner table.
Right.
He made him do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't follow that one so much, but it was funny. I laughed this episode. I sat and LOL'd my little butt off.
I don't know if it was as laugh out loud for me as South Park has been in the past, but I definitely think there's a lot. Even when it's not an A+ episode for me, I think South Park always has a lot of interesting ideas and themes going on.
Mm-hmm.
Even now, even in its, what season is this, 18th season?
Yes.
Which is, really impressive.
Yeah. Well, were you familiar with, what is his name, PewDiePie before this?
I have heard of him because I think I had read the same article that presumably Matt and Trey read that said, like, PewDiePie is, to a certain age group, like 18 to 24 or something, like the most popular person.
I'd never
out of
even
everybody.
Heard of him. Although I did think that he bared a striking resemblance to our own Stephen Lemieux, right? did you think that? Is he going to be mad at me for saying that?
I didn't notice that at first
when he popped up, I was like, oh my God, Stephen is on South Park. They've been watching AfterBuzz.
I don't think it's going to be bad that you're comparing him to a guy who has 30 million YouTube subscribers.
Well, he's not here to defend himself.
No.
So. Thought that was you, Stephen, for a little hot second.
Just get into the Let's Play thing, Stephen.
Yeah, right?
Stephen Lemieux, bruh!
Yeah. I like that. He's probably not much. But yeah, the PewDiePie, I mean, dang. What do you think it is about the ones that have the 30 million followers? What do you think it is about PewDiePie that makes him stand out among the rest of us? The rest of us losers with 1,000 subscribers or whatever.
I mean, I barely play video games anymore. I'm just yelling at the kids to get off my lawn at the skateboards at this point. I don't know, but I presume I presume his commentary on video games is just funnier or more insightful than other people's commentary. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, well, from the little they showed, I didn't think it was anything earth-shattering. I don't know, maybe our YouTubers can comment and let us know what they love about PewDiePie.
Yeah.
Or maybe PewDiePie can call in and let us know what we should love about him.
Or maybe
him.
He could just pop up in a little box, like right there on the window.
That's a great idea, Josh.
There we go.
Well, what did you think towards the end there? The adults were confused about what was even happening,
yep.
why Cartman was up there in the corner. What do you think that meant, or what were they implying? I mean, he was just there.
I mean, at a certain, like midway through the episode, when you just see, you know, the kids at the bus stop, the classic kids at the bus stop, and then Cartman pops up in the box. It seems
so
to,
funny.
It appears to imply that he's now commenting on an episode of South Park. Which does the TV show South Park now exist in the South Park universe? Is that what's happening as we're going down the rabbit hole? Maybe this will get explained in the second half of this two-parter.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, I think if Cartman's going to start doing a South Park after show, then we're probably in trouble. Right?
We might have to start an after show about the South Park after show. After
yeah.
show.
Well, at first I was wondering if they were implying that everyone was looking at it or that everyone was seeing it so much and is so exposed to the commentators that it seems to just be there. But he really was just there. They were not on their phones. They weren't on their computers. He was just there.
It's confusing. And I don't pretend to understand the metaphysics of it. That wasn't even my biggest metaphysical issue in this episode. My biggest one was holograms are not ghosts. And holograms cannot just walk around and free themselves from machines of their own accord.
And go to bed with Sharon.
Holograms can't sleep with people. They have no mass. It's just light waves.
Although that was a hilarious little blurb there.
That was pretty amazing. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, but that's true. Well, you know, the whole hologram thing, it was so huge in the summer. Everyone was talking about with the music festivals. They were bringing out Tupac and Michael and everybody else.
I remember the Coachella where Tupac came out. It was the talk of the town.
Yeah, and now I feel like we've kind of ixnayed on the holograms a little bit.
I think people realized it's kind of cheesy. I don't think there's really that much demand to see the Tupac hologram show.
No?
Honestly.
I don't know. I think, in a situation where, I know TLC was doing it for a while, their third member has passed away.
Yeah.
So they brought her in that way, and I thought that was kind of cool. But the idea of these holograms running amok and being able to actually do things, that was pretty funny. That was pretty good.
But that idea of an army of holograms taking over the entirety of today's pop culture is kind of a powerful idea.
That's
this idea
cool.
that, there is... I mean, but it's almost true that new culture is just constantly overshadowed by people don't care about new rappers because they can listen to Tupac and Biggie whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a sense that maybe everything great has already been done. And that's why people are turning to holograms instead of caring about modern pop stars to the same extent.
Well, and adding to that idea, maybe the pop stars are so manufactured and are so told what to say and do and how to be. And their image is so crafted for them that they basically are a hologram these days. They're not being themselves.
I mean, we're just looking at an image on screen. We don't know what's behind that image in Foucault sense, if I'm going to get super Sybil theory here.
Yeah, man, we're getting really deep, Josh.
This is an episode that inspires death.
I
like it, too.
Yeah. I mean, but we went to the butt implants for a while there. But
yeah.
We're back around. We're back around to metaphysics.
And going back to reference for a sec, I'd really... You saw the episode with Biggie Smalls in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, where Butters calls Biggie Smalls back from the dead. Now that Tupac is back in hologram form, I kind of want... And they're doing all this self-reference.
Yes.
I kind of want them to bring Biggie back and have that face off.
Oh, I love that idea. I love that idea. Who do you think would win out in that one?
Well, I mean, it's a fight between a hologram and, somebody from hell, who's, I guess, a ghost, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. So he maybe has a little more physical clout.
I don't know.
Right?
Biggie Smalls, Biggie Smalls, Biggie Smalls.
Ooh.
Come here and we'll find out.
Oh, love that. That was a great episode. But this season has been filled with some good ones. Now, you think they were setting it up for a two-parter? There was some controversy online. People thought they were just going to let it die.
I mean, there's definitely more episodes coming this season, right?
Right.
Yeah. I think considering all the references to things that I know have happened in previous episodes, and I know they referenced cock magic and...
Yeah.
Etc. I think it's got to be a setup for a two-parter.
Mm-hmm.
And every South Park half season for the last few years has had a two-parter or a three-parter.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. It's it's about time.
Yeah. So you like this whole the references and the two-parter having
it
go
on
and on.
I think it's something I haven't seen from South Park before, really. Which
right.
is again, it's impressive. 20 years on
in season 18 that they're doing something that they haven't done before.
For a show that I started watching when it was on the air in season one and have grown up with, to see that South Park can still pull out new tricks is actually pretty cool.
You were 10, Josh.
My I was 9 when my dad showed me the original series, Spirit of Christmas short.
Oh,
he was
wow.
like, Josh, you got to see this. I was way, way too young for it, but I still loved it, of course.
Yeah, that's how old I was when it came out as well. And I remember watching it and just thinking, like, what the hell?
I know. But but it was
this
amazing.
This isn't cartoons. This isn't Gem and the Holograms.
Speaking of holograms.
Right?
Yeah.
I know. Oh, I just drew
well
that reference. I know.
Well done.
Just brought it full circle, people. Full circle. Yeah, there were a lot of subplots here. And from what I read online, people thought maybe a little bit too much. But I think that was the point. Right? That there's too much going on, too much commentary, too much subplots. That was the intention.
That it felt a little bit overstuffed on purpose. Mm-hmm. I could definitely see that.
Yeah.
I don't even think it necessarily felt overstuffed. I mean, how many subplots were there? There's the Cartman bra thing.
Right.
And there's Randy as Lord, which kind of ties into the whole hologram thing.
Right. The Women of Rock concert.
Yeah. Which, by the way, Women of Rock, like rock applies to any of these women at this point.
Right. Yeah. What did they say? Pure estrogen.
Yeah. Pure estrogen.
I love that. Yeah. All about the subplots. Well, hey, anything you want to add about tonight's episode?
I think that just about covers it for me. Again, it wasn't as a laugh-out-loud episode as much as a thought-provoking episode. And maybe I have to see if it is, in fact, a two-parter, the entire two-parter, to see how that the entire arc will wrap up.
Yeah.
But I like it. I'm definitely going to be tuning in for the second part.
For sure. Yeah, I think we'll have a lot to talk about next week. And also, I'm curious to see what Phil and Steven thought about this episode.
I hope they continue
on with this one. And I think that sounds like a great place to let you know that you should follow Josh and I on Twitter. Hit him
yes.
up, Josh. Where can we see you?
For God's sakes, comment on this commentary with me. Go to Twitter, @RadioTFB. And also, you can go to my own personal website at joshrichmond.net.
Yeah, check out his stuff. Josh has some cool things going on. And also tweet me @ChristyReport. Some of you South Park fans are starting to get into that, and I love it. Let me know while you're watching or on Thursdays what you thought of the episode. And, of course, comment below on our YouTube page. Steven loves to whip out the laptop and read those dirty comments. So tell us what you think, and we will see you next week for another rousing episode of AfterBuzz TV. Thanks for joining me, Josh.
AfterBuzz bra!
Christy bra!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.